In a few minutes, the Talk of the Nation opinion page and an argument that the pace of change in this world is increasing. But let's go back to the situation in the Middle East. The fighting between Israel and Hezbollah militants continued today with rockets from Lebanon hitting the city of Haifa. Israeli warplanes struck repeatedly in Lebanon, including at the port of Beirut. And as diplomatic efforts to end the fighting gathered some steam, Israeli officials said they would stop the fighting if Hezbollah returned the two captured Israeli soldiers and withdrew from the border and put the border of southern Lebanon completely in the hands of the Lebanese army. NPR's J.J. Sutherland is in Beirut, and he joins us now on the line. J.J., thanks for being with us.
Sure. Thank you, Neil.
What has the day been like?
This morning there were a lot of bombs going off. There were dozens of people killed today. I mean, this brings the total well over 200. They hit the port in Beirut this morning, killing two truck drivers. I went down there, and it was just sort of six, seven trucks burning on fire. Ran into a guy who works for the company who owns the trucks, who says they were being used to transport grain. The Israelis also hit a bridge in the Bekaa Valley, and they kept on hitting the southern suburbs. They've really cut the roads to the south. I talked to someone in Sidon today, and there was more hitting on that coastal highway.
What is the city of Beirut itself like? This is normally the height of the tourist season.
Well, it's emptying very quickly. As I came in just the other day, there was huge lines at the border to Syria, and there's an immense evacuation effort going on. A French ship came in today to evacuate a bunch of European tourists and residents here. I know the Americans are doing the same. The city itself is very, very quiet. Ordinary streets that are packed with cars are empty. My driver said the one good thing about this entire thing, there's no traffic. The people seem very, very tense. The people I talked to really are trying to stay inside and out of the way of Israeli warplanes.
At the same time, there were some important arrivals in Beirut. The French Prime Minister, Dominique de Villepin, was there, and also a delegation from the United Nations. Any suggestion that there's at least the beginnings of a diplomatic resolution?
There are hints of it. I mean, the United Nations delegate is going to Israel and saying he's bringing a message to them. And Dominique Villepin is obviously a major figure here as well, with France's long relationship with Lebanon. But it's really too soon to say exactly what is going on.
And the other idea that was floated today, and I was wondering if you've heard any reactions to it in Beirut, the idea of an international force that would basically separate the two sides. Of course, international forces are not new to Lebanon.
International forces are not new to Lebanon. There are UN peacekeeping troops down near the border, and they have obviously not stopped any of this fighting. But I have not spoken to anybody today so far about that proposal.
And the Lebanese government, Hezbollah, which is, of course, part of the government, but does not have the majority in the government, Hezbollah has been conducting this operation against Israel on its own. Is the Lebanese government trying to rein them in, or is it supporting them? What's going on?
Well, Hezbollah is the most powerful group in Lebanon. And while I think the Lebanese government would love for this not to be going on, there's very, very little they can actually do. Hezbollah basically runs the south of Lebanon and has a huge armed force, and in some ways more effective than the government's.
J.J. Sutherland, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Neil.
NPR's J.J. Sutherland reporting from Beirut. And, of course, stay tuned to NPR News for further reporting on this story later today.